It's hard to believe. You heard a message like you heard last night, and been in a service like you've been in tonight, and you got to settle for this. I'm thankful for God's mercy. Thankful for another opportunity to be able to try to stand and do something for my Lord that's done everything for me. I don't want to call names, but I want to commend Brother Austin, young preacher. Turned 21 today. Could be anywhere. But he chose to be here. That speaks volume. That speaks volume. I appreciate him. I love him. I just want to see these young preachers go on. It just overwhelms me. It just blesses me to see them. To be strong enough in the Lord to answer the call and to try to stand in the gap and to make up the hedge. It does. I want to encourage them. I want to help them all I can. I'm going to read 14th chapter of John. Who is this Jesus? He said, "Lo, I come to you in the volume of a book." Last night, when he was preaching, and he was bringing out about the blind man, and he said that Christ made the spittle and anointed his eyes and said, "Go to the pool of Siloam and wash." He said that was a commandment for that man. For that man. We try to make ourselves a checklist with the Ten Commandments, and I ain't done this, I ain't done that, I ain't done this, I ain't done that. But I'm here to tell you, whatever the Lord says to you, speaks to you, that's a commandment. And it's not to be took lightly. When we receive that commandment, our life ain't going to get no better. We're not going to have the joy and the peace until we fulfill that commandment. I had this thought to come on yesterday, and I wrestled with it. And I'll be honest with you, it's a way bigger than I am. I don't even feel like that I can even begin to to touch it. But I have, Tracy, I've prayed and I've asked the Lord. You know, I'm just ignorant and unlearned, but I do know the Spirit. And if I can get a hold of the Spirit can speak for me. And that's the only reason that I got up here, is that's what I'm counting on. Because I learned a long time ago that it don't pay to lean to your own understanding. But to trust in the Lord in all of our ways. And then He will direct our paths. But I need your help tonight. I really and truly do. If I've ever needed it, I need it tonight. But the 14th chapter, I guess we'll read the 5th and the 6th verse. And then I'm going to go over. I didn't think I would, but I am. To the 18th chapter of John. And read part of a verse. The 14th chapter of John, starting with the 5th verse. It reads like this. It said, Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. The 18th chapter and the 38th verse. Pilate said unto him, What is truth? If I had a thought tonight, if I had something that I was going to try to talk on to bring to your attention, it would simply be when the truth comes out. When the truth comes out. Who is this Jesus? I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
My thought tonight is when the truth comes out. If we're in a bad situation, I don't know how to preach. I'll be honest with you. I don't know how to preach, and I may not do nothing no more than just talk to you. I don't know. But I'd like to be able to preach to you for a little while. I really and truly would. But I don't want to go on my own. I want to be led by the Spirit. When the truth comes out, that has a great impact on everything. If you're in a bad situation, if you're lost, if you're backslid, if God's give you a work to do and you're running from it, my friend, I want you to know the truth has got to come out. The truth has got to come out. And who is truth? What is truth? My friend, the truth is nothing but Jesus Christ. My friend, you want to know how to handle life situations. You want to know how to treat your brother and your sister. My friend, go to God, my friend, and He will direct your path. And my friend, I want you to know, listen, He said when God speaks to you and gives you a commandment, my friend, that is where you're at. That is where you have to answer to. My friend, you can't look over here or look over there and judge a brother or a sister, but my friend, you have to take that God has put in front of you, my friend, and meet it head on if you'll have it, and be able to submit and get to the place, my friend, that you're willing for the truth to come out. You ain't gonna find no peace. You ain't gonna get no help, my friend, until you come to the place that you want the truth to come out. Not that you'll just let it come out, but there is something that has happened that has transpired in your life that has brought you to the place that you want the truth to come out. I remember that Sunday morning when the Lord showed me that though my name was on the church book, though I thought everything was all right, that I was a lost man. My friend, that if I died, I'd lift my eyes in hell. My friend, that was a terrible place to be. A terrible place to be. I stood there saying, well, I can do this, but I can't fix that. That's too big. That's too bad. There's no way that the people can accept me under them conditions. But my friend, I want you to know that through the mercy of God, He brought me to a place, my friend, that I didn't care what it cost. I wanted the truth to come out and be set free, my friend. When the truth comes out, listen, sometimes the truth has got severe consequences. Sometimes the truth has got severe consequences. You say, preacher, what are you saying? I've got to try to lay a little groundwork before I get to the message. It's bigger than I am, Willie, but y'all pray for me. I want to preach to you tonight. Who is Jesus? Who is this Jesus? I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. My friend, and I want you to know that when Jesus speaks to your heart, my friend, whether it's to do a work, to make a confession, to help a brother or sister, my friend, you'll not have the peace that you know that Jesus died for until you submit and let the truth come out. Amen. Listen, I told you, the truth can have severe consequences. It can have severe consequences. I see a young man over there in the Bible being led by God. God give him a message. He said, I want you to go down there. I want you to cry out against the altar down there. Jeroboam, my friend, had set up a form of godliness. My friend was leading groves of people down the wrong road. My friend having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. The Lord said in the seventh month, on the 15th day, you're to offer these sacrifices and do these things. Jeroboam said, we're going to do it on the 8th month and the 15th day. It sounded like it was of the Lord. It sounded like it would be all right. But God said, the 7th month, the 15th day, nothing no more, nothing no less. And he thought enough of the people to send a prophet down there. He said, you go down there. You cry against the altar. He said, you tell them that there is going to be one born, Josiah by name, out of the house of David, my friend. And he said, all of these that is burning the incense, my friend, and offering the sacrifices in the high places, he had took them in that of the lowest degree and made a mockery out of what God had instituted and set up. My friend, it was a commandment, and you don't walk over that God has commanded a man to do. I don't know, I'd rather somebody else. But you listen to me. He said he is going to burn the bones of the men that's offered these sacrifices in the high places, and said, this is the sign that he'll send this day. He said the altar will be rent. My friend Jeroboam was there. He stuck out his hand to lay hold to the young prophet, and it locked on him, and he couldn't move it. My friend, he asked him, he said, pray to your God that he might restore, my friend, the young prophet, having the love and compassion of I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life, being full of mercy, love and compassion, being filled with the Spirit. He prayed for the very one that was against him, my friend. And God restored the man's arm, restored Jeroboam's arm. Jeroboam said, come down to my house, and I'll give you a reward. He said, not so. Not so. Listen. He said, for the Lord has told me, has commanded me to eat no bread, to drink no water, and to go out a different way than that I come in. Glory be to God. He said, if you give me half of your house, I couldn't go. I couldn't go. Listen, he had fully done God's will. He had prophesied. My friend, he had withstood the temptation. But my friend, I want you to know that God's word is forever settled. My friend, it's unchangeable. It's not going to change for me. It's not going to change for Crawford. My friend, and you better know, it ain't going to change for you. Listen, here he is. I've done exactly what the Lord said. I talked to the king. Said, not so. I'm not going down to your house. If you give me half of it, I wouldn't go. For the Lord said I couldn't. He said not to eat nothing, drink nothing, and to go out a different way. My friend, I want you to know, my friend, he was obedient. He got up. He went out, my friend, but he found a place to sit down.
Amen.
I told my brother right after he got saved, I'm telling you, I hadn't never seen nobody any more proud of their salvation than he was. And we was at work there, and I told Randy, I said, Randy, I said, I want to tell you something. I said, and you probably won't understand what I'm telling you. I said, but I feel like I need to tell you. I said, right now, I said, the devil ain't got nothing to offer you that you would trade your salvation for. I said, he can't show you anything that would cause you to lay down the joy you have in your heart. I said, but if you're not careful, you'll give it away for nothing, my friend. For nothing. A little leaven leaveth the whole lump. Oh, we can't dibble daddle around in sin and think that we can come out, my friend, and not be spotted up and smell like, look like the world, my friend.
Come on.
When the truth comes out, I'll get to the message here in a little while. The Lord being my helper. Here he is sitting under an oak. Probably, the Bible don't say this, but probably satisfied within his heart. Looking back over the things that had transpired, he was to the jot and to the tittle. He had withstood the king's temptation. He had been obedient to God. And here he is sitting down. We got to be careful. The devil is cunning. He has devices that will surprise the elders, the oldest, the ones that's been in the longest. My friend, we have to be careful. My friend, we have to know the spirits. He said, try the spirits and see if they be of God. There is a way that seemeth right. Oh, but when the truth comes out, it is the ways of death, my friend.
Amen.
I'd like to have a shouting message. I really and truly would. Listen, they was a drawing spirit here last night. They was some people that turned and went out them doors, my friend, that promised theirself that they were going to do better. They wasn't going to do this or that no more. But my friend, that will not work. It takes coming when you are of a broken spirit and of a contrite heart, and he is saying, come unto me. And you're broken up enough to want the truth to come out. I'm lost. I've been on the church books. I've done all of this. I've worked. I've done that. But the Lord has showed me that I need to be born again. My friend, the truth has got to come out. Here he is. Sitting under the oak tree. Oh, the sons went home and told the old man what had happened. He said, saddle her up for me. Saddle her up. He goes out there. He finds the young man sitting there under an oak tree. And he began to talk to him. And he said, the Lord has sent me out here to bring you home with me, that you might have a little bread and water. He said, not so. Not so. He said, for the Lord has told me, eat no bread, drink no water, and to go out a different way. He said, yay, but the Lord told me, glory be to God, I want you to know, there is nothing, my friend, that can override the convicted spirit of God Almighty. When it tells you you're lost, the preacher can't make you okay. The church can't make you okay. The truth's got to come out. He said, yeah. But he sent me out here. Oh, he sent me out here. No doubt. He looked at it, probably recognized him as an elder. Yeah. I don't know. The Bible don't say that, but it says he was an old prophet. Yeah. My friend, but I want you to know, he lied to him. He lied to him. He told him a lie. My friend, I told you, God's word don't change. For me, you, nobody else. You better be careful. My friend, I want you to know, he told us to beware. My friend, of men in sheep's clothing, but we're raving wolves inwardly. Glory be to God. I want you to know, the truth has to come out. Go home with me. The Lord said for me to come and get you. Oh, he goes home with it. He's sitting at the table, just eating a little bread, a little water. Any other day, any other place, it'd have been okay. But that day, the Lord said, leave it alone. That day, the Lord said, leave it alone. That was his commandment for the day, if you'll have it. Here he is. Turned down half of the house of the king, my friend. I don't want it. But here he is, listening to a lying prophet, my friend, and he finds it himself at the table with just bread and water.
Yep.
And then the truth come out.
Amen.
I told you, sometimes the truth can have consequences. Sin leaves a mark. Listen to me. Listen to me. We can come to the place that we're godly sorry. We can beg and cry out for repentance and come to the place, my friend, that God has fully forgiven you. But my friend, you're going to carry a scar for the rest of your life.
Amen.
You're not going to go and be buried with your father. Mm-hmm. Oh, he sends him on his way. Yep. He meets a lion. Yep. Oh, yep. And the lion slew him. Yep. Took his life. Yep. But I want you to know, listen to me, we need to look at that and read that and understand, my friend, that happened that day is not the nature of a lion, my friend. When it kills, my friend, and it tastes the blood, it devours, it eats, my friend, it eats it up. But listen to me, the truth had to come out that day. The lion slew him, left him laying in the street, stood beside him and the donkey, and place buyers walked by and looked upon it. The truth had to come out. When the truth comes out, listen, that old prophet had destroyed that boy's life. He had made a total wreck out of it. It cost him his life, my friend. I want you to know it ended that day by the wayside, my friend, but God's word still went on. It happened on down the road just like the Lord said it would.
Amen.
Just like he commanded that it would. Listen, I'm trying to get to the message. Listen, I see another man. I see another man over there. I guess I'm talking to the church right now. God being my helper, I'm going to get over there on lost ground here in a little bit if I can. But listen, I see another man that the Lord commanded him. He said, you go down to Nineveh. He said, and you cry against that great city. My friend, and Jonah took it up on himself to pay his own fire and go another way out of the presence of the Lord. My friend, you can run, you can hide, but what God's told you will come to pass. It will not change. You go down there against the cry against that city. Well, the words I give you. He got on a ship, paid his own fire, going the other way. Got down there in a place where he went to sleep. Went to sleep. All the men on the deck up there, the ship was being tossed as if it were to be broken up. They're doing everything they can. And one goes down and says, wake up, old sleeper. Begin to talk to him. Oh, said, why is this great thing come upon us? Said, who art thou? And what's your occupation? Oh, he said, I'm a Hebrew, and I fear the Lord. Oh, and he had already told them, my friend, that he was running from the Lord. That he was running from the Lord. Oh, he said, they said, well, what can we do? What can we do that the sea may be calm to it? They said, cast me overboard. Cast me overboard and everything will be all right. The Bible said that they rowed the harder, doing everything within their power to calm things, to get ahead of the storms of life, my friend. But I want you to know, when God has spoke to your heart, my friend, there ain't enough work in the church. There ain't enough singing in the church, my friend, to override the Holy Spirit. You either come to it, let the truth come out, or you live a lie, living a defeated life. Robbed. At this point, Jonah's willing to just be cast overboard and die. He didn't think in his mind, you throw me overboard and God will make a way out. That wasn't what he was thinking, Tracy. He had come to the place. He had looked at his light. He realized he knew that he had disobeyed. He had overrode the commandment. And at that point, he saw no way out. Just cast me over. When the truth comes out, it makes a difference with everybody. Them mariners, you go read it. You go read it. They all said, make sacrifices to your God, the little g. It might have been a little brass donkey. It could have been this or it could have been that. But it was whatever they was looking at as their God. And they were offering sacrifices to it. But it didn't help, my friend. But when Jonah said, just cast me overboard and everything will be okay. On the ship, they still tossed. They still got rid of everything that they were willing to get rid of, but holding against the commandment of God, if you'll have it. They threw him overboard immediately. You let the truth come out.
Yes, sir.
And I promise you, there'll be a peace come with it. You may not be able to understand how it's going to work out. You may not be able to understand how that things can ever be normal. But I promise you inwardly, there'll be a peace and you'll say, I'm so glad. I am so glad the truth is out. And then the mariners offered prayer and sacrifice to God.
Amen.
They recognized who he was. And they reverenced him. When the truth comes out, my friend, it'll make a difference in the whole place.
Amen.
Listen, God through his mercy. Listen, he was looking past Jonah.
Sure.
He was looking past Jonah, my friend, and he was looking at Nineveh over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Bible said that he had prepared a great fish. And that thing swallowed Jonah up. And the Bible said that he was 3 days in the belly of the whale. My friend, and the whole time he was going down, 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 down. And there come a point and place that he looked and he said, out of the belly of hell, cried I.
Amen.
He goes out. He remembered something. He remembered something. If my people, which are called by my name, he said, if they get off down there in a strange land, and they're in captivity, if they'll look toward this holy temple, will you hear their cry?
Amen.
He said, I will. Jonah remembered it. He looked. I believe he was trying to look toward the holy city. And he said, I will now pay my vows. I will now pay my vows. I'll do that you have commanded me to do. My friend, I want you to know, when we get to the place that we want the truth to come out, and we are of a broken spirit and a contrite heart, God will make a way when there's not a way. That fish spit him out on dry ground.
Yeah.
Headed right straight for Nineveh.
Yeah.
He didn't have to wonder where he was at or which way to go. He got humble enough that the Spirit, my friend, was guiding him.
Amen.
The Bible said that Nineveh was a great city, being 3 days' journey from one side to the other. He went a day's journey into it. Glory be to God, you get where you want to be. My friend, you get ready to cry out for God Almighty.
Amen.
A day's journey into the city, and he said, yet in 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown. Here we are. Yet in 40 days, Nineveh shall be overthrown. Oh, the king heard it. Oh, he said, everybody, man and beast, get in sackcloth and ashes and eat nothing. And maybe the Lord will forgive us of our sins and let us turn from them.
Amen.
Bless you all. 120,000 besides the cattle and the other things was spared. Was spared. Because that man got willing to fulfill his commandment.
Amen.
I'm going to leave that there. I'm going to leave that there. You go read it for yourself. I ain't bringing out nothing new. But I'm trying to preach to you when the truth comes out. Listen. Listen. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Oh.
Listen. And this truth, when the truth comes out that I'm talking about, is Jesus Christ. My friend, that's the truth that I want you to get a hold of and take home with you. The Bible said that he was slain from the foundation of the world. I want you to know that he was given, my friend, God give Moses the commandments and the law, but mercy and truth came by Jesus Christ. Here he is. They looked in the earth, beneath the earth, above the earth, and none was found worthy. Then he said, I'll go. I'll go. I'll go. He comes, he does the miracles. He was born in the manger over there. He done all of them things. He healed the blind man. He went by the pool there. He healed the man that had been there 38 years. My friend, I want you to know all of them worked, all of them things. They were carnal, my friend. They were things that the natural eye could see. But I want you to know when the truth come out, my friend, it was the simple message, God is a spirit, and those that worship must worship in spirit and in truth.
Amen.
And man was at an unredeemable state. Oh, he's still under the law, Tracy. Oh, the best that he could do was cover his sins from 1 year to the next, my friend. But they're always coming back before him, year after year after year. But I want you to know that there come a day when the truth come out. He come to Peter and the disciples over there, and he said, whom do men say that I am? They said, some say Elias, another said Jeremiah, some said John the Baptist. He said, but whom do ye say I am? Peter said, thou art the Son of the living God. He said, blessed are thou, Simon Bar-Jonah. He said, for flesh and blood hath not revealed this unto thee. He said, upon this I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
Amen.
Truth's coming out.
Amen, sir.
Truth's coming out.
Amen.
Who is Jesus? Who is Jesus? I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. Lo, I come to you in the volume of a book.
Yeah. Amen.
We know who he is.
Amen.
We know what he is. He's the supreme sacrifice for mankind.
Amen.
But I want you to know, Peter's there, they're all there. The Lord's talking with them. He's telling them that his hour's coming. He said, these things going to happen that you don't understand. Peter said, I'll go with you all the way, even unto prison and to death. Listen, he told him, he said, Peter, he said, listen, he said, Satan has desired to have you that he might sift you as wheat. Oh, but the truth come out. He said, but I have prayed for thee.
Amen.
when thou art converted, strengthen the brother. Oh, listen. He was looking past the rooster. He was looking past the cock crowing. He knew Peter was going to deny. He was telling Peter that he would deny. He said, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail thee not. My friend, without faith, it's impossible to please God.
Amen.
For the truth to come out, you're going to have to grab a hold of that measure of faith.
Amen.
You're going to have to grab a hold of it and trust Him with everything within you. He goes to the garden. I'm preaching when the truth comes out. He goes to the garden. He prays. Listen, he prays. And the Bible said that an angel come down and strengthened him. You and I, we get to that place, we get up feeling pretty good about things. But listen, Christ began to pray more earnestly. The Bible said that he prayed until his sweat became as great drops of blood. Why? Coming to the place that the truth could come out.
Amen.
I know he prayed three times. He told them to sleep on. I know all of that. I'm just a high spot preacher. I just hit the high spots. I expect the Spirit to go where I can't. I don't have enough strength. I'm too heavy to preach it all. Listen, I can't. But the Spirit, my friend, can reveal it to you. When the truth comes out, what does the truth do? The truth that sets you free.
Amen.
He said, my hour is at hand. They come. Judas betrays him with the kiss. They take him down to the hall. My friend, and I want you to know, they begin to make fun of him. They spit upon him. They plucked his beard. They put a crown of thorns on his head. They put a purple robe on him. And the Bible said that he opened not his mouth.
Yep.
Opened not his mouth. What was he doing? My friend, he was willing to bear the shame of the cross that the truth might come out.
Amen.
It had been prophesied and prophesied. Listen, Sunday night when I read the 12th chapter of Isaiah over there, that was, my friend, a revelation from God to Isaiah. He saw Jesus Christ coming up out of the dry ground, out of the root of Jesse. My friend, he saw the government resting on his shoulder. He saw it just like it happened.
Amen.
They put the robe on him. They knelt and they mocked him. Pilate questions him. And he said, "Art thou the king of the Jews?" He said, "Thou sayest." Thou sayest. He went on. He said, "Do you not understand that I have the power to crucify you or to release you?" And Jesus said, "You have no power except my Father give it to you."
Amen.
You have no power. You can't change things within yourself. You cannot do it. No matter how hard you try, my friend, you may smooth everything over. You may think that everything's all right, but when you lay down on your bed at night, my friend, and that spirit passes by and condemnation comes, you know where you're at. He goes out. He said, I find no fault with this man. I find no fault with this man. Wanting to release him. Wanting to turn him loose.
Yes, sir.
But listen, the bottom line was he was going to please man.
Amen.
Pilate was in a bad place. He was in a bad place. But when they began to tell him that he wasn't no friend to Caesar's, he whipped him and sent him out. When the truth comes out, they took him. They put his clothes back on him. They led him out to Golgotha. They hung him there on the cross up between the two thieves. They said, if thou be the king, save thyself. Thou saved others, save thyself. When the truth comes out, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Listen, the truth went out. The truth went out. One of them malefactors railed upon him and said, you saved others, save yourself and us. When the truth comes out. The other one said, can you not see? We are getting our just reward. We're guilty. We deserve this. But this man, when the truth comes out, but this man has done nothing amiss. Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. When the truth comes out. Today shalt thou be with me in paradise. And then in the space of time, he said, Father, it is finished. I commend my spirit back to thee. And he yielded up the ghost. Give his life. They come by looking and just wagging their head with the inscription over him, the King of the Jews. And in time they come out gonna break their legs so that they would die. But Christ has already given his life.
Amen.
They break the one and they break the other one. And they looked at him and he's already dead. And they broke not a bone. Why? It was prophesied.
Sure.
The truth had to come out.
Sure.
It had to happen that way. And the Bible said that that Roman soldier took the spear and pierced his side, and forthwith came blood and water. When the truth comes out, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission for sin. My friend, they took him down. Joseph, Nicodemus, that had the encounter with him by night, come over there, and they buried him. Listen. It didn't stop there when the truth comes out. Abraham was looking for a city whose builder and maker was God. My friend, I want you to know, he went down into the heart of the earth and preached truth to him.
Amen.
And the truth came out. The Bible said on that day of his resurrection that many of the saints come out and went into the holy city. And listen, he's standing before us today saying, listen. Listen to me. I came out victorious over death, hell, and the grave. And the truth has got to come out. I died for you. I want to give you the keys to the kingdom.
Amen.
That's the message. No need me going on. The truth is out. The truth is out. When the truth comes out. What did he come out for? To seek and to save that which was lost.
Amen.
Not to shame you and make you live a defeated life, but put you on even ground where at the foot of Calvary.
Amen.
Where all things are common. Just sinners saved by grace.
Bless you.
Yesterday's gone. These things about me that I wouldn't want nobody to know. I'm sure there's things about you that you wouldn't want nobody to know. That if you knew, you'd think a whole lot less of them.
Mm-hmm.
Why? The devil would use it.
Sure.
The devil would use it.
Sure.
But listen. He said, judge not, lest you be judged.
Yeah.
He said, with what measure, you will meet. When the truth comes out.
Mm-hmm.
It's out.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
It's out. Is he still on the cross? No.
Mm-hmm.
No. He told them, he said, you tarry here at Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. They're standing there looking. They're watching Jesus. Them men cried out, why stand ye here gazing? This same Jesus that you seen go up shall return in like manner. They assemble themselves. They assemble themselves. Listen. Listen. The truth's coming out.
Amen.
The truth's coming out.
Amen.
They were there all in one accord,
yep,
waiting to be endued with power from on high. And the Bible said that it come in like cloven tongues of fire, like a mighty rushing wind settling up on them. My friend, and every man heard in his own language.
Amen.
It's no different tonight. I don't know what you're hearing. I don't know what you're hearing. You're hearing, but I know what I'm hearing. Every man, woman, boy, or girl is hearing.
Amen.
Some of them begin to mock and say these men are drunk.
Yeah.
Listen, the truth's coming out. Peter stood up and he said, men and brethren, these men are not drunken as you suppose, but this is that which was prophesied by the prophet Joel. In the last days I will pour out my spirit upon sons and daughters, men and women. Glory be to God. It was happening. The truth was out.
Amen.
Peter said, this same Jesus whom you denied, said God has raised him. King of kings and Lord of lords. And the Bible said that they were pricked at the heart. The truth had went out.
Yep.
They had opportunity to be set free.
Amen.
They said, what must we do? He said, what?
Mm-hmm.
Repent.
Yeah.
Repent. And be baptized.
Yeah.
The message ain't going to change.
Amen.
It's forever settled.
Amen.
Repent. Repent. Yesterday's gone.
Amen.
Yesterday, you can't change yesterday, but you can make today right.
Amen.
Come on, Randy.
Amen.